Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. At the River marks yet another thrilling and captivating addition to Kendra Elliott's remarkable Columbia River series, plunging readers into an intricate web of suspense, mystery, and relentless pursuit of justice. Known for crafting compelling narratives tinged with deeply developed characters and psychological insight, Elliott remains true to form in this fifth installment, drawing readers into a fast-paced story set against the dramatic backdrop of Oregon's picturesque but perilous Columbia River region. The novel skillfully blends elements of crime investigation, intimate character drama, and intense action sequences, appealing broad audiences from crime thriller enthusiasts to readers appreciating emotionally rich narratives. The complexities embedded in the relationships, coupled with vividly portrayed settings and Elliott's polished, fluid style, promise a page-turning experience. Fans of the series will find familiar faces, but newcomers too will delve easily into this standalone saga, fully absorbing the intricate craftsmanship with which Elliott stages her storytelling. At the River deeply engages its audience, showcasing not only Elliott's elegant prose and expert plotting, but also providing readers with thought-provoking themes of bravery, resilience, and human vulnerability. Readers keen on absorbing thrillers imbued with depth, heart, and dynamic storytelling will assuredly find At the River enthralling and emotionally resonant from beginning to end. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, intricate character development. One of the standout strengths of At the River is undeniably its deep and intricate character development. Elliott provides readers not merely with transparent, superficial depictions, but evolves each character through nuanced portrayals, vivid backstories, and convincing emotional arcs. Each character's motivations, fears, and passions feel genuine, enhancing reader empathy and engagement enormously. The protagonist and supporting cast each carry their distinct complexities, moving beyond typically formulaic figures and manifesting as multidimensional entities, authentically reacting to unfolding events. Elliott's skillful characterization provides emotional depth, creating real emotional stakes that powerfully resonate with readers. The meticulously crafted characters breathe life into the narrative, ensuring an immersive experience where readers deeply care about their journeys and destinies. Secondly, suspenseful and engaging plot. Kendra Elliott masterfully crafts a suspenseful, meticulously layered plot that effortlessly maintains readers' attention from the opening pages till the compelling conclusion. Through precise pacing and thoughtful story building, Elliott interlaces thrilling mystery elements with domestic and personal tension, crafting an unpredictable trajectory that compels readers onwards with eagerness and anticipation. The novel delivers multiple twists, keeping readers consistently guessing, intrigued, and absorbed. Moreover, various intricacies intertwine to gradually unravel a larger, chilling narrative, effectively maximizing suspense, cultivating powerful mystery aspects, and evoking strong anticipatory excitement. Elliott's narrative mechanics adeptly manage suspense, tension, and pacing, thus keeping At the River thrillingly engrossing, wholly original, and unavoidably gripping throughout. Thirdly, dynamic setting of Columbia River. Elliott vividly utilizes the scenic yet sometimes menacing surroundings of Oregon's Columbia River as an integral part of her storytelling. The compellingly atmospheric setting significantly augments both the narrative tension and the overall storytelling depth. Elliott meticulously evokes regional details, expertly transforming the scenic Columbia River environment into a subtly menacing presence itself, imbued with tension and emotional resonance. The river's beautiful yet treacherous landscape profoundly influences the events and motivations of the characters. The vivid depiction of natural surroundings successfully mirrors emotional and psychological dynamics occurring in the narrative, offering a dramatic, immersive, and layered reading experience. Thus, Elliott's treatment of the Columbia River locale emerges richly symbolic and practically visceral, becoming essential to heightening the book's thematic depth. Fourthly, exploration of psychological and emotional themes. At the River delves authentically into profound psychological and emotional complexities that intricately shape every human action and reaction within the narrative. The story insightfully navigates dark, complicated psychological nuances and intense emotional dilemmas faced by its protagonists. Issues such as loss, grief, fear, bravery, and resilience are explored convincingly, providing fertile intellectual and emotional grounds readers can connect with intimately. Eliot skillfully portrays how emotional trauma impacting characters influences their choices, relationships, and behaviors. This psychological attention imparts genuine emotional depth, relatability, and reflectiveness to the narrative, allowing readers to resonate deeply with thematic complexities and emotional authenticity at the heart of Eliot's storytelling. Lastly, compelling investigation procedure. The procedural and forensic elements of the crime investigation in At the River stand out distinctly for their authenticity, intricate detailing, and fascinating portrayal. Eliot exhibits meticulous research and knowledge regarding investigative techniques, thereby lending high credibility and realism to the plot. Readers witness an accurate depiction of investigative methodologies, procedural complexities of law enforcement duties, and forensic intricacies, each thoughtfully integrated into narrative progression for essential plot unfolding. As the tension and depth of investigation elevate steadily, readers find themselves irresistibly drawn into the urgency, detail, and steadily growing intrigue of the procedure. Eliot skillfully achieves a harmonious balance between narrative tension and procedural authenticity, making the investigative sequences simultaneously thrilling, credible, and enormously engaging. In conclusion, At the River is highly recommended for readers who seek more than straightforward thrillers, but favor rich, character-driven narratives surrounded by suspense, authenticity, emotional complexity, and compelling storytelling. This novel provides an extraordinary balance of intense tension, deeply intertwined societal and emotional themes, and carefully articulated forensic details. Individuals fond of intricately constructed mysteries where character motivations, psychological depth, and evolved thematic explorations essentially drive narratives will find particularly gratifying content here. At the River can significantly enrich your reading experience with its emotionally resonant characters, thought-provoking scenarios, and credible authenticity, making it an irreplaceable addition to your bookshelf. Unlike numerous formulaic thrillers available elsewhere, Eliot's exquisite characterization, vividly realized settings, and neatly interwoven investigative details stand clearly apart, promising both emotional and intellectual satisfaction. When purchasing this book, readers invest in an extraordinary reading experience where mystery meets emotional nuance seamlessly, empowering readers with deeper cultural insights, compelling psychological examinations, and superior entertainment. Clearly, Kendra Eliot's At the River is well worth pursuing, not merely for the thrills, but its soulful and psychologically insightful grasp of human nature within thrilling circumstances. If you would like to support Kendra Eliot, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.